of this recording, Australia 34, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who'd been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the Territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Melbourne around the eastern suburbs, and I lived in the eastern suburbs for most of my life. And then when I moved out of home, I decided to move further up north. And I like a lot of the food and restaurant that's in the north because I find it's a lot more multicultural than around the eastern sides, where it's usually just pizza and Chinese food. I have a lot of hobbies, and a lot of them are very close to the Melbourne CBD, which is easier to get to from the north. And so I do rock climbing in the city. I do roller skating, lots of that sort of stuff. And yeah, it makes it a lot easier to catch up with friends being up north than it was being in the east, because it's a bit of a black spot for public transport. Like, there's just buses. There's only buses, and there's no train stations, and it's very annoying to get around. So yeah, I really enjoy living up north, and it's just a lot more fun for me and easier for me to get places, especially since I don't have a car. So yeah, that's what I do with my life.